Last week, on Shabbos I spoke in Aguda against Ramon. Ramon says in Tosfot Gimel to the base, Ramon says, "Aim to stop a lot of Atzmai, that he should take a haircut to a lot of Gimel of Atzmai, learn better, and not, he should take a haircut the night before him. Nim Chavi Amishan, but let's say it was Chal on Sunday, was Chalak Vayma like this year, Nagin was stopped at the Yom Vodu Kavod Shabbos. The meaning is to take a haircut on Friday the Kavod Shabbos. That's what Mechaber says. And even though the Behetah brings down Shittas that argue on this, the Bizei Ma'arila says there's no Heter Erev Shabbos. However, he himself, the Behetah ends up, come on, Heter Nog, Vayna Achav Zina Meilu. That's how the hate depends on. So the dinner we're asking that if Lag Bayomer comes out on Sunday, you could take Erev Shabbos, you could take a haircut. So I mentioned last week, that there's a Pirmei Gadim, and the Gadim says, the Halacha, the Gadim says, it comes out according to this, if Lag Bayomer comes out on Sunday, you could take Erev Shabbos. So the Gadim says, who are doing it? And let's say this year, the Shchayis Tivin, the Ben Yishchay comes out on Friday, and Shloish is Merk Bala, it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so on Sunday, so what then also, if, since the Shloish must start on Sunday, you can also take a haircut on the Shchayis Tivin. I guess those, you hold like Yehuda Chosid or something else, but we're not talking about Yehuda Chosid right now. But those who hold, for those who don't have Yehuda Chosid, some who are Mekul, even now Yehuda Chosid, but let's say it comes out on Sunday, Shloshim Agvot comes out Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So who has it? You're allowed to take on Erev Shabbos, this coming Erev Shabbos, I'll take a haircut. That's what the Pirmei Gadim says. So I mentioned that Rav Shloimeh Kluger and Rav Moshe disagree with the Pirmei Gadim. They argue. They said there's a big man, there's not Gemina. Shloimeh Kluger says Nafkamina is, there's a big Nafkamina that was our most case, and Shloshim Merek Bala. Because it says like this, let's say someone starts from a Shchedish on. So with him, he gets Shay's Lagrim, and then he continues going until Sivan, until Shloshim Merek Bala. So by him, if he can't do it Sunday, then he's stuck until Shloshim Merek Bala. Mashenkin is someone who comes to Shloshim Merek Bala, he can't shave Sunday, you can save Monday, Tuesday. So the Fugger time is that if here is Sunday, all you have is Sunday, and if it's Sunday, then Monday is too late already. So maybe you can't take it. So maybe the cover of Shabbos comes for the cover of Lagun Sukkot, because you mavaz the Shabbos by taking a haircut on Sunday and not Erev Shabbos. However, by Shloshim Merek Bala, if you miss Sunday out, you can do Monday and Tuesday, so Monday to do it. So maybe you have 3 days to do it. So maybe it's not involved in the cover of Shabbos. So maybe there's no Heta of Erev Shabbos. The same Heta doesn't apply. So afterwards, a few people came over and asked me some kashas on this. Some shtaka kashas on Shloimeh Kluger. That l'chaya, two things they asked me. One thing comes out, so let's say if I started Sphira from second day Pesach until Lag Bayomer, then I have no heter for Kavod Shabbos according to Shloimeh Kluger. Because after Lag Bayomer, I can shave every day afterwards. So Shloimeh Kluger is only with Chayyim, is only in the gay, only someone, and Ramon doesn't say Nach Gemina, when he started Sphira, he didn't start the Sphira, right? Says anybody could do it. Even if you started Sphira for a Chayyish ear, you could, when it comes Lag Bayomer, Erev Shabbos, you can cut. Even if I started from Pesach, I could do Erev Shabbos, and Ramon's not Mechalek. That's one kasha someone asked me. Another kasha, someone asked me, was Benegeya, even you have 3 days to Shloshim Merek Bala, you have 3 days to Shloshim Merek Bala, there's a difference. Erev Shabbos, I only have one day. You have 3 days, they're not Mavazit, because I have 3 days to take a haircut afterwards. It's not a design. Those are two kashas people asked me.
Not because you're going to take it to the FDA.
If I only have Sunday.
You take it on Sunday, yeah. It's bad. You didn't take it on Shabbos because it's the day after.
Right.
You might take it Tuesday, you don't see it
right.
anymore
right.
so much. Like
right.
You just took it
right.
So right after
Shabbos. Right. Therefore, that's what they're killing. That's what a few people asked me. So anyway, it's a strong kasha. However, Rabbi in Tshuva says a different chiluk, which answers the kashas also. He says different svar. He argues on Kim Gadam, but he says different svar than Shlom Kugra. He says that Lag B'Ayma is a yantav. However, Shabbos, the yantav of Lag B'Ayma, Shabbos is more chashuv than the yantav of Lag B'Ayma. So when it comes, so to going to Shabbos, if I'm take on Lag B'Ayma a haircut or shave, and I can take care of Shabbos, so you revise it to cover Shabbos. So in the Mela, the cover Shabbos is stronger than the Yantar of Lag B'Ayma. So therefore, on Erev Shabbos, I'm allowed to take a haircut. However, by the Sphere, the Shchadi Sivan, there he says like this. Let's say someone finishes the Shiva on Sunday. And someone finishes Shloshim on Sunday. You don't find anywhere halacha. On Erev Shabbos, you finish the Shiva, as covered Shabbos, or Shloshim. Let's say Shloshim is a bad example. You don't find that in Erev, the Shloshim, that on Erev Shabbos, Shloshim is over. Covered Shabbos comes first. Why? Because there's Maz in Enyet. By here, Lag B'Ayma is the Shem Yantav. The Shloshim is not a Yantav. So if my Shloshim ends on Sunday, there's no head on Erev Shabbos to take a hiccup or take a shave. It's a regular 3 days. It's not a yantav like Lag B'Ayma. So then it's not a shame yantav at all. So when I finish, if I finish on Lag B'Ayma, Shashu and Gemara, there's no head to have Shabbos then. That's what he says. The point is, there's no cash anymore. Gemara is talking all cases. No matter when you start your sphere, you're a Shredish, you started from Pesach, doesn't make enough community. Erev Shabbos is okay. However, Shredish Merk Bala, it's like finishing our Bela. So finishing our Bela, it's not a yantav. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so it's not a yantav. So maybe it's a regular day, like regular 3 days, so maybe I'll take a haircut then, and then maybe he does not have to have Erev Shabbos. So according to him, it takes away those kashas. But now another truth is that the period is for Shabbos morning. But then it came out that Bris had to be at a certain time, so I'll be married for a little bit more. Something to get the Pasha. And the Pasha Bahar. The Torah got a very interesting topic. The pasuk says in Torah, like it talks about the halachas of every week. Yom Hachicha Imach Nimka Halach Yisalom. But still, the boy before we raise him alecha. It says you should not, when you have an avid, you shouldn't work. You should make him work hard on him. No, still before you should make him work hard. We raise him alecha. So Rashi brings down over here. What does it mean that you should not work hard? You bring down the Sifri. It says, when you have an working for you, you should not lachash. You should not do lachash loitzarah. You get that noisa. Time of life, you should tell the evidently, echem rei tzakaita zeh. Warm up. This kais for me. Let's say make a hot coffee. When it's up, he doesn't eat it. Make him work for him this for nothing. Other times, gather and do work under this vineyard. At shalom, before I come. Shema, in Maki Badava, the Tzarek, Emma Ani, Shehu, the Tzarek. You know, if it's not, you tell someone to do something, so it's Tzarek, and you say, listen, this is the evidence, no matter if I'm going to use it or not, or I need it or not, so Aretama is alive, I've never heard it should be, because the Bible knows Emmet, so you now have to have a person work, Shalat Tzarek, or Exa, avoid this parak, you now have to give for everything. So Shaila is, does this halacha, and again, the pasuk says again later in the Torah, it says again, when you have your first soul, you shouldn't make him work before. The first one says, Tom, the Chassid Yavitz, and the other says, Akasha, why is it mentioned twice? So it's still before. So he says like this because normally a guy you work with before. The Torah comes and tells you special about chicha that it's going on a chicha you should not, even though you're used to doing by a guy, when it comes to a year that has living, let's see the rabbi before. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodim, when he quotes this halacha, let's see before, the Rambam says like this. If this halacha, what the Torah says, let's see before, is only when a geya and every ivri, he says. Kol every ivri also labored by the fur. Any ivri, like my first, in the pasuk. Any ivri, you know, it's a lot of work before. Lazy ever is fur. Zu avoidus shame like tzava. You have to do something, there's no end to it. The avoidus shame like tzava. Any avoidus that's not tzava. She haven't worked, you shouldn't be in vato, you shouldn't be in vato. But to make him work, extra work, or hard work, that you should not do. The Kan Omer Chachamim, this is the few I just quoted from Rashi. The Kan Omer Chachamim, Shalai Yoyim Aloy, Adatachas Kephonim, Ad Shahavai, Shalai Yoyim Aloy, give him a time. Aliyam Aloy, Adat Shahavai, Tom and Tol, 8 o'clock at night, 5 o'clock at night, I'm not complaining to this place. But just to give him a Ksava, that's, you shouldn't do it, that's called Avodah Zarah. You should tell Chafu and Mabuzah, dig a hole in this place, but when you're terrified, tell them make a ditch, make a hole in the ground, and if he doesn't need it, but when you're terrified, feel a Chafu like Kaish Shachamim, even to warm up a Kaish Shachamim, or the Hatsim, and you're terrified, also. You know, also, I'm doing every now, also, but I will love, Loisasa, you dive in on Loisasa, Shanama, Loisida, by the far. Ha, in Isa, Al-Dava, okay. That's a different halacha. So he says clear that this halacha is sitting by the farach is only said only on every. It's called the Rambam. The statement speaks out to Chinuch. Chinuch says in Mitzvah Shimon Vav, he says Shavadat Evesh Bivi Bavais Farach. He says the holy. He's on the same sefer the Rambam brings down. And he says. He says, "The night is mitzvah is chayim keres is man to yerv neirik." This halacha only applies to man to yerv neirik with chayim matzah lev. So he says the same thing. He says that this halacha only applies only by an eved ivri. And same thing speaks out the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is in Kuf Samach Tes in our chayim. Magen Avraham says. He talks about having an insurance in your house. So he says, Rom says, the house having a number of mitzvahs and shamash will come in a minute, give some food, but not give each man. That all of them are nechem, our we let our bottom carry kelenu, our kale of clothing, a base of mechad. Little man, you have to tie our shoes, but you don't have to kiss like your master, he's not showing law. After the three dosh, but he has to write it for us, has to write it by Chorin before us. The three dashes, that you're not allowed to, same three, but it's just more clear, that you're allowed to, let an Eved Ivri work hard, but any Ben Chorin, anyone who's free, any worker that you have today, we don't have a Levadin today, you're allowed to let him work before us. But I've always spoken to Ben Chorin on me. So he also, he says, close again, that this halacha of a student by far is only said by Evivi. But by anyone else, any employee, you can do how much, it's not instead of doing how much parach, because you can do that like this. If he speaks out close, that you can leave. You don't like it, you don't like what the boss tells you, leave. You're not to mushub to him. And same thing speaks out, the sma, The person has to give a certain amount of tax. And gave the tax, Shal Yisrael Zeh Ani, Harei Zeh Oved Bai. So someone else paid his taxes, so this one who paid the tax is allowed to take this one who didn't pay the tax and have it work for him. Harei Zeh Oved Bai. Yaitim Midai, Shedin HaMelech Din, Avena, Oved Bai Kevet. When you have it, it doesn't work like Eved. So the Sma speaks out, even though the Din HaAvadim is not in the game today, but he says, since Al-Dina Chusadina, the Dina Chusadina makes him into Eved, so Mele, you're allowed to have him work for you, without Al-Dina Chusadina. So, Vaisis from the Sma, that he held the whole halacha only part of Evi, and the only reason why he allowed to work with him the halachas of Eved is because al Dima Chusudinus, since the king has a world like that, so it goes back like the Dini, like the Zman Yerib al Noirik, and therefore the halachas of Eved apply. After so, she lived to have Evi Mutzah Shtarba, Asul the Kailu. We said over here, as al Dino Chusudina, just as soon as Shtarba and Dini Kevin Evi, Shtarba Yavoy Zav at Knani. Now it's a given, he has Zuma Shir of Ibi, and as Dino Chusudini, he has Talacha of Ibi. So by this, he also holds that the Talacha of the Siddur before to have a ploy working hard is only the gate only ever Ibi. So Ben Chayyim, he could quit. He has the choice to quit. This is the Shittas of the Rambam, the Chinech, and mentioned from the Mong Avram, and also from the Sma. However, the Shari Tshuva Ben Yoina holds not like that. Shari Tshuva Ben Yoina and Shari Gimel Oy Samach says like this, V'chechem Bnei Yisrael Ish Baruch Hu Asidu Ben Forach. V'chechem, that's the pasuk we just mentioned. So he says, V'shtavu, Shtavu Rabu Mechaveyav, the person should not be Mishavu, make the work, is the Chaveyav working, in Emasai Aleyam, Hashem Barshu Machach of the Zibroi, if let's say, if he's scared of him, and must have laid, must have barshim offer, Hebrew, where he's not wasting lots of time going, shouldn't have to do something big or small, or it's trying to left him. You don't have to do work for you, you should be starving them only, the sign him for the tellers. Now, feel a hachim to pack his mind, even to tell him to warm up a glass of water, a lot of shvichusoy, and a chayvah here, litmus, a tikka lechem, to send out a worker to go out buy a loaf of bread, that story should not send them out for that. Which if some lochab zuyim, something that's not too hell or something, then you shouldn't do it. If a person is not knowing kishura, then you're allowed to do it. If someone's knowing kishura, then the dalach is you're not to mishtav with him. You're not like you never do. So from Shai Tshuva, Vaisis Klar, he holds not like the Rambam, not like the Chinuch, and dalacha of the sin of the fourth is not only still the Gabi Abibi, it says to any year, any woman, any year, there's the Issa, the Raita, of the Siddur by the fourth. And I looked around in the Paiskim, no one speaks about this. But I did find that the later Achrenim, they do discuss about it. One is like this. There was the, so, Vaikus and Machoy Tishrenim, who he passed the like is not so far. You see, in the Chinuch, for many Rishonim, it's only the Gay of Ibri. However, the Zayin Achreinim seem to hold out like that. In the Sefer Matan Shleim, I bring down that someone asked the Mishayla if we hold like the Shari Tshuva, we know like Shari Tshuva or not. So Shlomo Zalman answered, he said, I'll answer you with a Maisa. He said, the Bayer Leib Steinman in Europe was my boy Beitzer from the Chazon Ish. And the Chorin once came to visit the Chazon Ish in Europe, And he asked, there was an important meeting of Dar Yisrael, so he asked the Chazon Ish to come, and the Chazon Ish said he's thinking of coming. He said, but if you come, I want you to say Shtikl Torah there. So the Chazon Ish said he doesn't want to speak. He's not a speaker. He doesn't want to speak. In front of the whole crowd, he doesn't want to speak. So he didn't want it. So Abchanan told the Chazon Ish, he says, by Torah is no whistle of Siddur by Gefarach, so Mela, he wants it to speak. Chazon Ish didn't want it, he thought it was uncomfortable, it was busha, whatever it is, there's no whistle of Siddur by Gefarach, and Mela, he wants it to speak. So Chazon Ish answered back, this is what Irish Times said, he was there, the Chazon Ish answered back, he says, how you know by Torah is no Siddur by Gefarach? By Torah is also a Siddur by Gefarach. So Shlomo Zalman said, Vaisaisi was a machlokes tree of Chanan and the Chazon Ish. If there was Issa, the Raisa, if it was only by Eved Ivri, or it's by anybody, let's see far. He says, really? So Chayyah comes out to the machlokes. If there was, you lost your life if someone doesn't want to speak or not. So Shlomo Zalman said that he, Lanias Daika, he held his no machlokes. Why? It depends on the type of personality of the person. Rav Chanan was known as a speaker, as a writer. He used to run around the world talking, saying drashas and so on. So Rav Chanan, there was no seerah because by him it was natural to go speak. Wherever he went to speak. The Chazanish is a shaskin, was a quiet person. By him, the shtetz to speak. So the matter by Chazanish, it came out with this one so far. So it comes out. So from Dama held that with Dina, both the Chazanish and Rabbi Chanan held that this was the right of the Sufar, even not by Yabribi. It's not by everybody. However, it depends on the personality. Sometimes there is one, sometimes there's not there's not one. This person writes the statement that says, he wants his walk going with us from Zalman, was very tired, and he wants to ask Mishaila. He says, you can ask Mishaila now. Yehovah is the right of a Siddur by Mepharach. Okay. Alright. So you see, Torah, they hold like that also. Then I saw other questions like that. In the statement there, Sikhim, which came out recently, brings down that he asked if Chaim Kanevsky, should he write. He wants him to write a letter to a certain gevir to give money for certain for pity shvuim. For certain stalker. Chash is a pity shvuim, one of the biggest stalkers, the Rambam says, and Shechnos is also. So he wants him to, he should do something for stalker. He should write to a certain gevir to give money. So he said, he has a kabbal from his father, the stifler, that there's no risk that to, not to write a letter to other persons. Write it close to God, yes. But to write to a certain person, individual, that you hold that because he's chayshish. Of a Siddur by Mepharach. So therefore, he only might close the letter because by doing this, he might be pushing him to do something. So he's out, the Israel Siddur by Mepharach is not only work, but to do something he doesn't want to do, it's Shaykh the Israel the Raisa of why Siddur by Mepharach. In fact, he brings down that the Chaim Kanevsky told him that there was North America Karelis. It's from the Karelis family. I don't know if that was Rashi or Mishmei. I don't know. Mary Karelis was Rashi. I don't know if it's the same person. But Mary, one of the Mary Karelis put up in the Chazanish, put up a sign in the Karel Chazanish that someone who doesn't turn back a sefer, after you finish learning, don't put it back to the bookcase. So you're going other people to go around to look for it. You're either Isser, the writer of a Siddur of Mepharach. And the marker is, he said, the Chaim Kanevsky said, the marker is this Shire Tshuva that I was just mentioned to you. They do some Shlurit Sinai, Yehovah is the Raisa of the Siddur for the Torah. One second. Right. One second. Right. Not talking about the boy now. Yitzhak Zilberstein has a Shire here. In the state of Elena Shabbat, he has a Shaila that someone asked him. He has a wife that is very particular, very mefunic, very exact, and when she gets to Mishores, it's working out. The Ganga 11 of all the Mishores. Make sure you clean here, make sure you make this clean, make sure you make this clean. You make sure sometimes a woman could drive into the driveway and clean lay a nut. Like you didn't do this good, you do that nut. So certain women that are very mefunakim, and if you don't do a perfect job, they let the Mishores have it. And I guess in the day back, there's no shiksas there. There's only yidin there. So the shayla is, should he raise that there should not be mishores in the house? Because like this is his wife is over, and let's still very far. So Yitzchak Zilber says, tell him this not like this. If you hold like the Rambam, it's only the gay of Ivri. You hold not like the Rambam, then you have a shayla. The chayla is telling this not like this. We're learning the shayla tshuva with the Rambam.
Why is this
Sabbath Yerayim
the
Sabbath? Huh? Sabbath Yerayim Sulu Sabbath. Another Shaila, he brings down the Nissen Karelis Paskin. You hear this? Nissen Karelis, he's not a big Machma, but here he forgets from him, you know, very well. He says, Nissen Karelis told, if you can do me, stay told, he holds this another case of Sulu before. Four Pesach. The wives have to clean a lot for Pesach. If a husband is medactic, he tells wife, you gotta do this, something which he's machma, and makes his wife do it, which is not a din, you know, dirt is not chometz, and you make your wife do extra work, which is not medina, but just you have chumen of Pesach, you're right into the raisa, and let's sit with four to make your wife work extra. That's what Mr. Klaus Paskin. If you're dirish from your wife, just fill all your chometz, and she sees she's ice karakas, she doesn't have karakas for it. Yehovah is a yeshkan shash, Yehovah is a similar before. Another case. He brings down over here that the Alta Slavotka, they found, after he was nifted, they found in his pinkus, his notebook, They found a Kabbalah that is Mekama self careful not to bring Yeshiva to ask him Bakashi. Yeshiva asks the Talmud to do something, they'll do anything for him. But sometimes they tell him to do something which is hard for them to do it. So he was careful not to have to meet him to do something that was hard for him to do it, because the Haida is the Raisa of like Sidabar before.
When you can only ask somebody to do something
that's
easy?
I'm just telling you.
What's this here? Huh? It's a little clearer than.
You have to be careful. You have to be careful. If you know that clearly do it, it causes a problem. But if you know what they're doing, it because you're Rosh Yeshiva, and if you don't do it, you're going to be angry at him. You know, just as goodwill, depends why he's doing it. If he's doing it because he's doing it, China, there's no Yeshiva for. If he's doing it, you know, he's not doing it for his will. He's doing it because he's just doing it for to make the other person happy. But if he really won't do it, someone else would ask you and tell him to jump in the leg. Don't do it for, I'm not going to do it for you. And certainly, then it's shadows from my still before.
How can an institution ever have a dinner? Huh? How can you ever have a dinner where you're calling people?
I'm talking about lovers. You got to finish your thing.
Husband and wife, it's difficult to get to make a phone call to sell somebody something. Mm-hmm. And the husband said he can't do it because he just can't do those things. The wife said, well, I can't do it either. Yeah. Now, are they both, all you're going to do is try to force each other?
Possibly. However, let's say there was a case like this that came up. That when a person had a job, he had employees working for him. And there was a time that he didn't have much work to do. So he asked them to do certain things which he didn't even need them to do. So Shiloh was, can he do it? You know, he needs some work to be done. He needs nothing to be done. Nothing. He has no work in the business. So he had to do some things which were really not necessary, but he wants them to do it to keep him employed. Like this, if they sit right here basically, he didn't want to be Yashar Basel. Like this, if you presume, he said that if he's doing it, the purpose is to keep them like this, they have to fire them. Sit there, they'll be sitting all day, they'll have to fire them. So to keep them, just to keep them busy, they should not be lagging, unless they're going to sew certain things, which is just to keep them busy, to take the sewing. So even though it wasn't necessary, but to keep them busy, so they should not lose their employment, then there's no risk of a seal by the fire. What? He has no relative, but he has. But the people have a benefit from it. At least the business, they won't be fired. So it's the time of them. I see you're not an employer. Alright. So come down from over here. It's Machoik, it's Yishayim. Vice says they held Suffolk the rights of the Chumah. And Mela, which is the gate of Suffolk the rights of the Chumah, there's no, you cannot be mad at such a thing. There is a Gemara. Not to bring it down, there's a Gemara in the Ayin Gimel in Bar Mitzvah. The Gemara in Ayin Gimel is just some psychic as a kasha. The Gemara as a kasha says, Achechem brings down the person who reads his kasha. The Gemara by sight that you're allowed to be Eved, a person, even if it's not. He's not an Eved. It says if he's not a Kishura, if he's not a Kishura, you're working like an Avivri. So if he's not a Kishura, you're now to Mishtavah. So then there's some psychic as you see Chloraya. Not like the Moga Avram, he's just kind of Moga Avram. It's really the Kasha and the Rambam, the Chinuch also. Right, this is the Gemara, and that Ayin Gimel and Beis and Bar Mitzvah, that the dinner of Eved is even by a person, that Rav Huna, or I forgot the name, Rav Huna, Rav Yair, caught someone from the street, and he made him do Avodah. So he asked him, how can you do it? But it's only by God you're allowed to do it. So he says, if it's not Nei Kishura, you're allowed to make him work like an Eved. If someone's Nei Kishura, you're not allowed to work like Eved. So some say, yes, the Chorot of Chorayah from the Gemara, not like the Gemara Avraham, and the rest of the Ram, like the Chinuch, not like the Sma, not all the Yishayim. So some say, it says that talking over there, he took him in Bechinam. But someone who you pay, he has a right to quit. So in Mela, someone you pay, the Gemara is only talking when he's working the Chinam. So the Chinam is going to take someone else to do some work for nothing, then you're not allowed to do it. Says the Issa. But someone who's working for you, he has a choice. He doesn't like he's working too hard, let him leave. So that's what the Sifri says. Why? Evidently, he's stuck. So Mela is still a problem. If another person feels he's working too hard, he can leave. However, his advice is for most of Rishonim, from this Dela Achreinim, right guys, that they pass him like the Shai Tshuva, and now like the Rambam, and Chinuch, and now like the Maharal, and now like the Sma. However, even the Chinuch himself ends off. The Chinuch himself ends off. Rav dich ein in neue ist es meiner selbst ich ein kind in habe wie neu ich komm mal kein weil der adam der so bin in mit der gamma ja bin ja auf die ja ist nie bin da ist aber what he says that even though he passes was still for his own to be heavy but however this halacha applies even though there's today but still the shayna nays hazem fish ein kind in habe wie neu ich komm mal kein weil der adam der so bin in mit der gamma ja bin ja nie bin da ist aber so aber habe just like says ja nie bin da ist. A person has to be careful as employees, to make sure not to do, should be careful to be zoned in this mitzvah, even though it's not the geya. Yitzhar Levi ki Aisha, v'anir lo gildo l'chai z'laylam, and it goes to a thing, v'az meshemu, v'itzeno l'adam, yashu b'ena v'azman, yishyitzah lo yaisa, filo rega, the bunch of fields of health, the U.S. has to have money, you have to be careful to take care of people who don't have money, and should deal with them accordingly. As Hendrik speaks out, and he has the place to so even the chinuch who holds the list of is only gay and living, but he holds it still, you have to treat your employee properly. Something I saw in the Sefer, Chassidim. Chassidim doesn't quote anything, not the Rambam, not the Shai Tshuva, it doesn't quote anything. And the Agoris also doesn't quote anything, but it says like this: Hamachdur al Aschirim, that someone is master work on people he hired, Kigayim and Hisra, Echad Lassus, Malachtoid, a little Lamed Bonav, a Shadman, a Jecheni Yates Medai, Shima Triach Yates Medai, a Mashi Hisni Moy, Rachvichai. He can't force the money to make it with him. And Hasis, and Adam, Yates Al Mashi Yachal Asis. You should make a person work more than you, what he could do. You have to know his potential. To make him force him to do more than he can. Mashi Deshin Yachal Leilach Yates Mekach Kach. You know he's a weak person. He can't, Kach Miller, you know he can't walk this far. I'll try my lawyer, I'll not share the answer. In my shot, he's there, Shiachal Eilach. After she's there, Miss Vatsa, you know a person's willing to do it. Also, Shiach Eilach, my Shiachal Lisboa, the Chemichol Atziris. The first guy says, no, he knows the guy's not a strong guy. You have to move around some heavy packages in one place to another place. That is not proper. So even if he doesn't mention, no, the right soul is still a frog for your that is, every year has to do like that. So right soul is the help, even though it's not so far, but still out. So after Recha Kamarcha probably, that's what a person should do. Also I found in the Chavis Yoreh. Chavis Yoreh says, also same law, he doesn't mean now the whole Shaila from the Sila before, but he says in the Tshuva, in Sinu Kuvav, Shein Yachal Ha'achvet al Mashorif Yaita Mimash Mekubov. He says, if you have Mashorif in your house, work in your house, there's a Jewish Mashorif, Shaila is over there, and he says, you're not allowed to, you only have to do what's accepted in the Minig HaMedina, I guess. But something more than it's accepted, that should not be done. He doesn't talk about the Issa of Sil Far, he goes here, and he's not talking about every regular Mashorah, that's not, like he speaks on the Jew over there, it's not noited in the Rebbe today, or Shukh Kaz is not noited today, so maybe you have to be careful when you deal with your Mashorah. This is Mashorah, what I always said Shabbos. This is the Shabbos of the last shorter version. Depends what. It has to be within reason. Let's say you have a worker. He hires a 9 to 5. He decides to take lunch 3 times a day. You know what I mean? That's not so simple. What means that? No, you have to work every Yom Tov. That's not simple. Simple means to have him to work. You hire him tonight. You hire him for 40 hours a week or 35 hours a week. Whatever it is, it's certain tonight. Just in the working itself, you just realize it before. But the God doesn't listen to make a reason. Give me a choice.
Even if you write it in the contract,
what?
If a person knows ahead of time that they're going to be schlepping and doing things that otherwise...
It depends. So like I said, we say procedure. It depends. If you know they can't do it, then you should not be making such a thing in a contract.
Even if they'll sign ahead of time.
I think most Jews like to be white collars and not blue collars anyway, no?
Yeah. So I thought...
The whole machlokes is between the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Shari Tshuva, yeah. Whether it's only Eved or whether it's also Tzchir.
Yeah, right.
And what does that all have to do with the Tzemaisa, with the Chlaimish, and with the Shlaimish, with the Tzemaisa?
That's not talking about
workers. Diamond workers. That's the Kiddush. That's the Kiddush Gar, though. That's the Kiddush Gar. It's still far, because diamond, they get even give it tighter. Even for anything.
So
call it rough. 12 o'clock at night might be the Silver before.
But who did they base it on?
What?
They can't base it on the Shari Tshuva.
Huh?
The Shari Tshuva was talking about the talking.
Yeah, but they learned that the Shari Tshuva means anything. It's going on anything. The Chesem Neishal. But if you're supposed to be working, with this part of the Chesem Neishal, Yishmachal, the Silver before, it's quite everything he's learning on. That's what he's learning. It's quite anything. There, it's not anything.
Shachur.
It's quite anything. Anybody, anything. They get all these trail levels. So the Chiddush of these things, even if he's not a worker, he can be any person, a public person, you bother him too much. Guess what? I don't know if that guy works over there, but my son, person, I just said this, come, let's do a little fuck. He asked me number time, let's do a little fuck, and that's it, you know? That's business, no? That was the story I told you, that the disciples didn't want to write a letter to any yochid, didn't want to push him for Sidur Pura. That's what I said before. It's a shayla for Sidur Pura.
But they have to
have a big
disciple.
Huh?
But they have to have
a big disciple. We also have to keep the
shayla.
But this is one of Shaitu's Raya. They even didn't know like that. But sometimes you can tell the Tariq, the Rambam, the Chinam. According to Shai Chuvah, it's not asking the Chinam. I didn't give you case of nine the Chinam. You need to write a letter to Shai. That's the word for
it. I don't
know
how to ask myself. I do it anyway.
Kids make homework. There's no way to do it before. Okay. Alright, now a few people asked me I should talk a little about the tumult going on with Shaita. Okay? They're only 20 minutes. The woman, I got 10 minutes also. Alright. We all know, I don't know what everyone knows, but we all know a few letters came out from Eretz Yisrael, from Rabbi Fati, who's one of the secretaries of Shlomo Zalman. He came out, Rabbi Yosher, I mean. He came out with a letter saying, the first letter said that you're not allowed to wear any shekels made from India. And then the whole world went for tumult and so on. And then in certain places, everyone took off the shekels right away. They put on the tichos and so on. They didn't know what to do. Then he came out with a second letter from Eliashiv. The letters, I don't say a complete letter. Many people don't say it complete, but I'll just tell you what he says. He writes in a letter like this, that if the shaitel, you know for sure, doesn't come from India, not from Haidu, doesn't come from India, or you don't know where the origin of the hair is from, then you can send a chanroiv, call the parish, a rupa parish. So according to Tzak in his letter, it comes out that almost 90% of all shaitels that are made usually do not have a problem, because most of the shaitels are made from Korea, made from China here, they're made from European here, from Pakistan, from some other Muslim countries that sell the hair and so on. So it's not only from the derived, it's not from that. So therefore, we pass and call the Polish Uber Polish, and there's no problem. He says, but however, Shetach made in Eretz Yisrael, here he says, Shetach are made in Eretz Yisrael, since Raif is made from Indian hair, so in Eretz Yisrael, they had the king with Shetach. And it's torn beer, you should burn them. That's what the letter from Rabbi Fati said. Shem quoting from Zalman. Okay. Now, the thing is, in the letter itself, He writes like this. He writes, one thing he says, the people sell the shaitov, I have no nemonis. That's no nemonis to say. And then he writes, that even in chutzlot, wherever you can mevar, you should be mevar. Which doesn't make sense. Either they have no nemonis, that you can't mevar, how can you mevar? No one understands shot in that letter. But what does come out of it, is that usually a guy has no nemonis. And you know where he's going to lie, and the guy has shayach ma'avadzor from the right, so, Zichar goy, he must see if Tumah is a shayach, he has no nemonis. But now it's if Tumah, Zichar has no nemonis. So Mela, so you're stuck. You can't find out any information. So Mela, you go back to original Pesach, and you go back to the Rav is shaytach and no problem. All the problem is the ones that are made from India, or even ones that are made from Europe, but some of them, they put in the netting, since the hair of Indian hair, they claim, is a lot stronger than the European hair. And the netting, even the European shaytach, have some of them have Indian hair that are thrown into the netting. 12%, but that was always my bottle.
They're going to the
right
hair, the
rope shape. No, the Russian is hard like that. Russian is hard. Mine is the same Russian now, but there are some like that. But you can't be embarrassed. Again, you go back to the original sack, you go to the first rule first. Huh?
Isn't there a shy
from
the bar that
the Indian
here has a certain texture as compared to
the European here? I don't know if there's any mumch who can even know it. Usually sell it, doesn't deal with it. Yeah?
Huh?
If it's shaykh, the shaykh to give it in. The shaykh to give it in. Yeah. Any chanami. Shaykh should be mevar. Yeah. If it's shaykh. If it's shaykh to mevar, then should mevar. If you can tell, then the
Indian
hair is mevar.
But if it's Indian hair, then it's no good. Huh? That's not sure either.
What's that? I'm not finished. This shiloh with the hair is not a new shiloh that came out now. It's about 25 years ago. This shiloh came up by Moshe. I wasn't that time by Moshe. At that time, I was traveling back and forth. But I remember it was the time I asked over there, the Talmidim over there, they said that he was matter to use. Oh, there's no problem with the shaytach. That's what he said that time.
Why?
So, one second. Even Indian here. No problem. Even Indian here was no problem. So, at this time, when it came up again, so I got some facts. In fact, Adam Chutan, that's a good friend with a Hindu, American Hindu, who travels there, he told me some information, what goes on over there. And then I spoke to other Rabbanim, Rabbi Heinemann, Rabbi David Cohen, Rabbi Belsky, the ones who were working on this. Very wild, and they can't even cautious because, believe it or not, some of the enzymes come from Indian hair. So they get cautious also. So they checked into that time, and they found out there was no shiloh whatsoever. There are articles written independently in newspapers, not standard, telling about what goes on where they cut this hair. And from the articles they have, there's two articles. One article was in the Wall Street Journal, and another article was in, Tennessee. I guess from somewhere in Tennessee. National? Okay.
Nashville.
That's Tennessee. So over there, clearly it speaks out the whole halach yelach and what this avodah zarah, what they do exactly. I just want to quote from here from Tennessee, which Dovah Cohen faxed it to me. It says, why do people give this hair? Why do all these Hindus give this hair? He says this, the most beautiful part of the body is the human hair. Said so-and-so, the temple top executive. It is the surrendering of ego to God, this spiritually beautiful act to rid oneself of worldly beauty. That's why they give it. There's no takravis of a desire. And I spoke also to Rabbi Melech Luth, who's a Talmud, Mubik Ramosha, is Ramosha, for who knows how many years, probably 25 years at least, is Ramosha, if not more. And he said, and other people spoken to him, and all the facts were given to him, and he said these exact facts were given to Ramosha. I spoke to someone, one of the close Talmidim from Rabbi Yashar and Yisrael, and he told me, he checked into it, and he said he has a Baal Shuva, a girl who was not Shem Yishat, who wasn't from, and she was working in this Hindu temple, where all this tumult is about. She worked in this Hindu temple, She worked there for, I don't know how long, for a long time. And she's about Shuvah now. She lives now in Bnei Brak. And she, at that time, she gave this information to one of the Talmidim of Yashiv. And he got all this information. I even have at home written out percentages. How much, what goes in based on Vayezor, what how many is sold, and so on. And the consensus was from everybody, including this Baal Shuvah, is that they hear that they do business with, which they sell to the open market, don't even enter the Beis HaVodah Zarah. Does not even enter the Beis HaVodah Zarah. Let me finish. I'll give you time to ask questions. So, it doesn't even enter the house of HaVodah Zarah. Now, there is some here that does enter the house of HaVodah Zarah, according to the people we spoke to. However, the hair usually is burnt either outside the temple, inside the temple, Yashem and Zer, Yashem and Kazer, but some of his burnt that does not leave. It could be the Kalachim want to make a few extra bucks, so they still under, you know, one's looking, they take the sweep it away, and then they put it, you know, where they sell it also. So the Meister, the tons and millions of tons that, imagine, there's 25,000 people a day, there's 600 barbers there. That's what this guy told me. There's 600 barbers there, $25,000 a day, 25,000 people a day are there cutting their hair. I can't even believe that. It's a separate building, it's not in the Beis HaVodah Zarah, it's a place that the ones who are cutting your hair, I asked them, is that Galach cutting it? No. Fakir, the lowest class person, that's still cutting it. It's a cheaper blacha, and it's designed to be a barber, but they have 600 barbers there that are constantly working full time, cutting the hair, and that's the ones for sale. So, Lamaisa, we have original psak from Ramosha 25 years ago. Okay? So, and we are, the information, 1 second, we know the information that was given to Yashiv was not this information. That we know for fact. Okay? That wasn't given to him. So, Lamaisa, we have psak from Ramosha. Here we don't know exactly what was told to Yashiv or not. We have a fact that he wasn't told these facts that I'm telling you here. So Meir, we're trying to get people to get into Rabbi Yashiv, tell them to too fast and see him passing then. If it's passing then, that's Alpha Pekin, you can't use it. And of course, we'll tell people not to use it. But of course now, we don't know differently. We have a psak from Moshe, and we know the facts, and we checked, and everyone who's checked into this independently, there are bottom in the West Coast, bottom in the Midwest, all over the country, they checked independently, and no one understands why it should be us. There's no one that understands why it's us. And plus, we have psak from, so Chas Shalom is going against the psak from the Vayashiv. But the mice is, we know the facts over here, and we know the facts weren't told to him. I was even told by one of Vayashiv's close Talmud, and he told me what the facts were not, what the facts you have, what Vayashiv does not have. So the mice, right now, I can't tell people that's us to wear shaitels. If we had this psak from Moshe 25 years ago. But let me finish. Okay. Now, Rav David Feinstein.
Still a 10 minutes.
Rav David. I started too early, huh? Rav David Feinstein, as of Thursday morning, he was telling everybody everything's beseder. When he heard that Yashiv came out with the second, with the letter, so he said, listen, Shevat Tassel, let's be inviolate if things have changed from 25 years ago to now. So he wants to wait and find out the information. So there are people that can give information to show him that it didn't change. The same avoid they're doing it 50 years ago, 25 years, still doing it today. The same way that desire, the same way of worship, they're still there. The only difference is they got a little smart and they make business out of it. So they'll knock it through the hair in the garbage. Now they make a business out of it. That's only enough Kamina. But still the same avoid they're according to our information.
What's the phenomenon of this excellent girl that she comes to see? Her whole avoid was this.
Right. It's not that crazy. They don't bring it from by desire. If he does it, he's down behind a life sasser. Huh? Nothing. I asked this guy. He says they have no machshava. They just want to give this hair to the what do you call it? They sell it, and that's it. They have no kavanas of a bodies at all. First they cut their hair, then after they go to Avodah Zarah.
They give up part of their body.
No, it's a different building completely. This guy told me it's not the same building, it's a different building completely. It's not the same building.
Why are they coming to India?
Because they want to
show their God that they're bulls. They're not beautiful anymore.
The guy you spoke to has no money. And what about Rav Sternberg? I mean, what kind of things Rav Sternberg? Not Rav Sternberg has a tshuva, right? No one agrees with Rav Sternberg's tshuva, even though there he's mevarer with the entire case exactly you saw. But one thing I want to say, that I want to applaud all the Noshim Sekunias who took off, you know, the shekel asuber psak from Gadol Hador. They took off the shekel and started putting on. They put as soon as they heard the psak from Gadol Hador, the mikam chisol. If you have the havdol, you have the elf alof, you have the pope who come and say everyone should take off a shekel or whatever they tell them not to do this or to do that. No one listen to them. In chisol baruch Hashem, you have a Gadol Hador. And as soon as he says Tukman, everyone jumps after him. I'm very proud of the Hashem Bat Yisrael.
It's an
assassination. Yeah. That's it.
Hashem
Bukhtu
wasn't
the power of the Hashem.
That's
the wrong information.
So, I was sorry, even if you find out if it's Indian hair, then there's no Indian to be mad.
According, like this. According to Rabbi Yashif, if you know for sure it's Indian hair, then according to him, you have to be... You have to burn it. If you know for sure.
Because the people might have seen it over prison, so okay.
One second. Let me finish. However, according to Pesach we have from Moshe from 25 years ago, which is if the information did not change, then the din is that and all our hechokas, all our biruim bases didn't change. He's lost Sakh from Moshe. So, even Indian shaitel, Indian here, there's no problem.
But supposedly, that
guy in Ghana
took a video.
I know. I'm aware of that. We don't know what the video said and who he
showed the video. What he showed
it. Those are people going into temple. But not this.
Huh?
Belsky there now? Belsky, I spoke to Thursday night. Thursday night, he had no plans to go to. Yeah, he said he has no shaylus, but he's on Parshas Mutter. That's what he told me Thursday night. Heinemann says he doesn't know what the whole tumult is about. He says these guys don't know. I was down there. I don't see what the problem is. He says I don't know why I went crazy.
What are you waiting for?
Heinemann.
Was
in
India?
Yeah. Not now. He goes there.
So what are you waiting for? Who's going there now?
I don't know. But the vital right now, someone wants to be machmer like a Yashiv, tell her bracha. No one's telling you, and I said this last night by the woman. I said, someone wants to be machmer like a Yashiv, not wear with Indian hair. So where? You want to be machmer, so on. You want to be samach on sack for Moshe, you have a right to be samach on it.
Do the people that got the money for it afterwards?
Huh? I don't know what done so. I did not speak to him, I couldn't get through him. I tried to reach him when he's still there to throw. I couldn't get a hold of him. Let me finish. Here's the question. So I can't tell you what Don said. I can only tell you what I heard from other people. I did not speak to him directly. I tried to reach him in Eretz Yisrael before the fifth show. He wasn't home the whole time. And then I called him. In London, his line is constantly busy. In the meantime, other people are calling already, so I'm not going to try now, because I know other people are trying to get him also. So the writer right now, if someone wants to be Machmer or Rabbi Yashiv, it could be Machmer. If someone wants to be Mekel or Gemoshi, he has the right to be Mekel. No one's telling you what to do.
I have a scuffle problem, a question.
Yeah.
If every time we're going to say, well, you can't follow that psak because this is what they're feeding him, so how can you follow any psak? And the Moshe didn't have people that surround him, and the Chazanish didn't have, and the Kivager.
Normally, we have to take on a chazaka that everything is fed, is told the right things, and so on. Here, we have to know for fact that like that, that's all. You want to know? I said in the shir.
Well, there's a race on this.
Some here is bashwal, right?
Huh?
Some here is
that doesn't.
But it's a whole different story. But if the galak is selling it behind the scenes, then what? That's one of the elements.
Yeah, but the question is, this is where it goes and so on. There's so many fakers. Don't worry about it. All right, we'll stop here.
If they find out that the hero is a problem, if they find out he's a problem, the money will be super
salaried.
How do you make a choice?
What's the word?